Greetings, friends. Grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. In the previous two programs, I mentioned that it is imperative for you to know how to tell time the way God tells time so that when God makes an appointment with you, you'll know when to meet with Him. If you want to know how God expects you to keep track of time, please log on to our website and read the booklet entitled God's Sacred Calendar. After you read that, you'll never have to miss another appointment with God. Now comes the question. What appointments has God made with you? Let's turn to Leviticus, the 23rd chapter, and we'll read in verse 4. This is Leviticus, the 23rd chapter, and in verse 4 it says, "These are the feasts of the Lord, even holy convocations, which you shall proclaim in their seasons." Now let's break down this sentence, because this has a very, very rich meaning. And when you know this, you'll know that God is making these appointments with you. So to break down the sentence, I'll read it again first. It says, "These are the feasts of the Lord, even holy convocations, which you shall proclaim in their seasons." The word feasts is taken from the Hebrew word moed, which means appointed times. So these are the feast or the appointed times of the Lord. And then it says they are even holy convocations. This word holy is taken from the word kodesh, which means sacred. So these are the appointed times of the Lord, even sacred times. And the scripture says that there are even holy convocations. This word convocations is taken from the Hebrew word mikra, and it means meetings. So again, reading the sentence, "These are the appointed times of the Lord, even sacred meetings, which you shall proclaim in their seasons." The word proclaim is taken from the Hebrew word kara, which means to announce. Reading the sentence again, and we're just building. Each time we learn the meaning of the word, we're building on it, so it becomes clearer. "These are the appointed times of the Lord, even sacred assemblies or sacred meetings, which you shall announce in their seasons." And the word seasons is also taken from the Hebrew word moed, which means appointed times. So another rendering of the sentence and its full and rich meaning is, "These are the sacred appointments of the Lord that He has published so that you can meet with Him." I'll repeat that. "These are the sacred appointments of the Lord that He has published so that you can meet with Him." Before we proceed with listing God's actual appointments, let's read in Psalm chapter 104 and verse 19. This is Psalms chapter 104 and verse 19. It says of God, "He appointed the moon for seasons." Let's break that sentence down. Again, it says, "He appointed the moon for seasons." Where it says He appointed, it means He established as a part of the clock in the sky the moon for seasons, and this word seasons again is taken from the Hebrew word moed, meaning the time when people keep their appointments. So in reading that sentence again, we can say that God established as a part of the clock in the sky the moon to tell us the time when people should keep their appointments. So again, from both scriptures here, Leviticus 23 verse 4 and Psalm 104 verse 19, we see that God has set in the sky the moon to tell us when He has appointed assemblies when we should meet with Him. And now, let's talk specifically about these appointments. They are called the Feasts of the Lord or Holy Days. And these holy days are feasts of the Lord are designated by months, because again, God has appointed the moon or the months for seasons. The word month is taken from the word moon. So God has appointed the months for His holy days, for His appointments, for His holy assembly. And so now, to list specifically these appointments. First, there is the Passover, and there are seven of them. First, there is the Passover. The second one is unleavened bread. The third one is Pentecost. The fourth one is trumpets. The fifth one is atonement. The sixth one is tabernacles. And the seventh one is the last great day. And I'm not going to go into depth into this, but you know that seven is the number of completion and perfection. God has a complete and perfect plan of salvation as revealed in these seven holy days, or these seven feasts of the Lord. So now let's look at them a little bit more specifically. We can find the Passover listed in Leviticus 23 verse 5, and it says, on the 14th day of the first month at evening time is the Lord's Passover. And again, what I want you to notice is how the month is used to designate these feasts of the Lord, because these months, or the moon, was set in the sky to tell us about these appointments, as it says in Leviticus 23 verse 4, and as it says in Psalm 104 verse 19. So now, continuing on with the second appointment, it is unleavened bread. This can be found in Leviticus 23 verses 6 through 8, and it says that from the 15th day through the 21st day of this same month, which is the first month, this is when you shall keep the feast of unleavened bread. For the third one, Pentecost, that's in Leviticus 23 verses 11 through 21. Here it says, on the day after the Sabbath, the priest shall wave a sheaf before the Lord to be accepted. Then count 50 days until Pentecost. And that's going to be Pentecost, or the Feast of First Fruits. And again, I'm not going to get into depth in this program, but when it says on the day after the Sabbath, it's talking about the day after the Sabbath. So the day after the Sabbath is going to be a Sunday. So it's saying that the Sunday that falls during the Feast of Unleavened Bread, from that day you shall count 50 days, and then you're going to come to Pentecost. Then you have the fourth Feast of the Lord. And again, these are not feasts of the Jews, or feasts of the Israelites, or feasts of anybody else. These are the feasts of the Lord. And the fourth one is the Feast of Trumpets. We can find that in Leviticus 23 and verse 24. And here it says, in the seventh month, in the first day of the month, is a memorial of blowing of trumpets. Then for the fifth one, we have atonement. That can be found in Leviticus 23, verses 27 through 32. On the 10th day of this seventh month is the Day of Atonement. You shall afflict your souls. Can you see the pattern here? God repeatedly is using the word month, which is taken from the moon, and God said that he appointed the moon to tell us when God's appointments are, times when we should meet with God. So now the sixth appointment, or the sixth feast, is the Feast of Tabernacles. That can be found in Leviticus 23, verse 34. From the 15th day through the 21st day of this seventh month is the Feast of Tabernacles. And then finally, the seventh day is the last great day. And that can be found in Leviticus 23, verse 36. On the eighth day, there shall be a holy convocation. It's considered the eighth day because it comes immediately after the 7 days of the Feast of Tabernacles. But indeed, it's a separate feast. So there you have it, the seven feasts of the Lord. The seven times when God has made an appointment with you. Have you ever kept those appointments with God? I hope if you haven't, that you will begin to do so. And there you will find, by keeping these days, that there is a rich, and deep purpose for these seven meetings. God is not calling you to meet with him just so that he can talk some little chit-chat with you. He is calling you to meet with him for a very specific and profound purpose. So again, I'm just going to repeat these. The seven appointments of God, or the seven feasts of the Lord, are the Passover, unleavened bread, Pentecost, trumpets, atonement, tabernacles, and last great day. So now, what is the purpose of these seven meetings? Overall, the purpose is God plans to save from eternal death and deliver into eternal life every human being who has ever lived or will live. But God is executing his plan in 7 stages. So the purpose of the 7 appointments God has made with us is to reveal his 7-step plan of salvation. The first meeting God wants to have with you is on the Passover, and the purpose of this meeting would be to teach you about forgiveness of sins, which the church has because now it has been united to God through Christ, and this is what justification is all about. During the second meeting, which is unleavened bread, God will tell you that the purpose for that meeting is to teach you about righteousness reigning in the church. That's what sanctification is all about. Then during the third meeting, which will happen on the Feast of First Fruits or Pentecost, God will teach you about growing to perfection and the resurrection of the church to eternal life. That's what glorification is all about. During the fourth meeting, which is the Feast of Trumpets, he will tell you that the purpose of that is that Christ returns to take over the world. And this is the pivotal point in this meeting, because now the next 3 meetings will talk about the world. So for the next one, which is the fifth meeting, which is the Day of Atonement, God will teach you the purpose of that meeting is about the forgiveness of sins. That's when the world will be united to God through Christ. That's justification for the world. Then for the sixth meeting, which is the Feast of Tabernacles, God will tell you that the purpose of that is to teach you about righteousness reigning in the world. That's what sanctification for the world is all about. And then for the seventh meeting, which is the last great day, God will teach you that the purpose of that is growing to perfection and the resurrection of the world to eternal life. That's the glorification for the world. So first we have the first 3 meetings, which is for the church, the Passover, unleavened bread, and first fruits. The Passover being the church united to God through Christ, and then unleavened bread being righteousness reigning in the church, and then first fruits of Pentecost being growing to perfection and the resurrection of the church to eternal life. And then there's trumpets when Christ returns to take over the world. And of course, the saints who are a part of the church will be ruling with Christ. And this is the pivotal point, because then it turns to the world and it talks about atonement, which is forgiveness of sins for the world and the world being united to God through Christ. And then the sixth one is the Feast of Tabernacles, where righteousness will reign in the world through Jesus Christ, of course. And then the last great day, which is the majority of the people who have ever lived will be growing to perfection. That's when there will be a resurrection of the world to eternal life, a beautiful 7-step plan of salvation for all of the world. In the next program, we'll hear a powerful testimony from God's own mouth regarding the fact that he has chosen only a few people to receive salvation during the first few stages of his 7-step plan. But of course, you wouldn't know that unless you've been keeping your appointments with God. So I hope from now on you will begin to keep your appointments with God.
If you would like to contact us or order free literature, please visit our website at www.christianambassadors.org. That's www.christianambassadors.org, or call us on 404-412-0032. That's 404-412-0032. Thanks for listening. May God be in you.